As Representative Ortiz prepares for the upcoming legislative session, he's talking with local residents and government officials about what they'd like to see him work on while in Juneau. In his presentation to the Ketchikan Borough Assembly, Ortiz started with some thoughts on a recent resolution that the Assembly approved regarding ways to improve the equity of education funding across the state. The borough sued the state over the constitutionality of the required local contribution, and while Ketchikan won in Superior Court, it lost on appeal to the state Supreme Court. Ortiz noted that there might be a way to make some progress through legislative action instead.
I contacted Darwin Peterson, who is the ledge liaison for the governor, and talked to him about the idea of adding to an existing, or not to an existing, but to a potential income tax bill, some language which might be one way that we could address this disparate situation that we're in right now.
Ortiz says the language he suggested would be an increase to a statewide income tax, but anyone living in a community that provides a local contribution to schools then would receive a credit for that portion of the income tax.
Thereby, the added tax would be, in essence, would be put upon those folks who are currently not paying a local contribution.
Only communities in organized parts of the state, boroughs and first-class cities with their own school districts, are required to provide a prescribed amount of local school funding. Ortiz says the governor's office is looking into the legality of his idea, and if it passes that test, we'll bring the suggestion to Governor Bill Walker for consideration. Assemblymember Glenn Thompson asked whether Ortiz would be willing to instead introduce a bill that would require unorganized parts of the state to form boroughs. Ortiz responded that he'd be open to talking about that, but wasn't ready to commit. Ortiz also talked about his concern about potential attempts by state lawmakers to make budget cuts that then would pass costs down to local governments. He says he'll work against any such proposals. The state was hit by a major deficit several years ago when oil prices dropped because that meant oil tax revenue dropped. The state already has cut spending. Ortiz says there will be more cuts, but
it's going to be hard to reduce the budget further without taking some money from education and without taking some money from health and human services, because those are the big areas where we're spending money in terms of the biggest cost areas of the budget.
In terms of revenue, Ortiz says that after making some more spending cuts, the state eventually will need to use at least some of the Alaska Permanent Fund earnings in conjunction with some kind of new taxes. He says he understands people don't like taxes and that taxes mean less discretionary spending.
The reality also is, though, that we can't just keep doing what we're doing because we're going to run out of savings, and so that's not an alternative. So then, you know, we have to decide, do we really, really want to cut the budget so much that we have, like, a lot less money for education and health and human services, or do we want to pay for some of those things and do it by way of some taxes, things like that.
After his presentation, Ortiz heard some input. Assemblymember Rodney Dial says more budget cuts, not just deferrals, must happen before the state implements any new taxes. And he says if there is a tax, it should be a sales tax rather than an income tax. Dial also complained that costs often are passed on to urban Alaska and should be more fairly shared by the rural parts of the state. He specifically suggested looking at cuts to Medicaid and welfare benefits and to the Alaska Village Public Safety Officers Program.
The state pays 100% of the VPSO salary, outfits the individual with state funds, trains the VPSO at the State Academy, supervises the VPSO daily with other state employees, dispatches the VPSO, and even has state employees write their police reports. And then on top of all of that, the state of Alaska gives them, community managing the VPSO, a 25 to 28% indirect rate on top of that.
Assemblymember Thompson had a suggestion if the state does move forward with an income tax.
And that's for you guys to consider allowing people, individuals, to opt out of a permanent fund dividend as a tax credit against the state income tax.
That way, Thompson says, those individuals' overall incomes would be lower, which would in turn lower their individual federal income tax while still helping to pay for state services. Ortez says there is a proposal along those lines from Homer Representative Paul Seaton, and it does have support from other lawmakers. The 30th Alaska legislative session begins on January 17th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.